The chair calls draft advisory opinion 2025-05 politicalmeetings.com.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes. Hang on just one second. Ms. Rose? Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to have council make a presentation and then you can have comments after we get that. So, okay, council, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chairman. Apologies for that since I can't see what's in the room. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 2509A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by politicalmeetings.com. The requester is a single member LLC that operates a web platform designed to provide the public with information about candidates and national party committees and meetings held by them. Two paid subscription tiers will provide users with additional benefits, including the ability to make monthly contributions to candidates and national party committees at the highest tier. Two profile tiers for candidates will also provide additional services to the candidates, including the highest tier's ability to receive contributions from users. The requester asks whether the proposed business model is permissible under the Act and Commission regulations. The draft concludes that the proposed activity is permissible and that it will not result in contributions from politicalmeetings.com or its sole member to candidates or to national party committees. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Council. Commissioners, any questions for Council? No. Ms. Rose, welcome this morning. I just have kind of one question for you generally. Would you just tell me a little bit about your business and what it is that you propose to do here and the question that you've asked? You'll have to get it turned on there.
Okay, thank you. I thought it sounded quiet. Thank you so much. And I do want to quickly say that I appreciate the time that the attorneys with the FEC has spent with me. They have been diligent and patient with me, and that has been just wonderful, a wonderful experience on my end. And thank you for having me before this commission board today. So I've been working on this really since about 2019. And had tried to come think of various ways to make this work. And what I wanted to do, my whole focus is so that the public in its entirety, no matter who you are, would have the ability to locate meetings on the local level, state, and to also understand more about candidates and be totally nonpartisan so that we will have right now, we're focusing on the Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, and Green parties. And so we want to give all parties an equal platform, and we want all the people to be able to locate meetings locally. And so we go by population, and sometimes it can vary, but always the top three largest counties in every state. And so, for example, we should have sheriffs and mayors, candidates for commission chair, commissioners, city council, and then you would have your state, you know, state representatives, state senators, and then obviously we're excluding the role of president. You know, we were not going to get into that, but then we want to make it so that these meetings are more attended, more properly attended, with more opportunity to have full rooms, and then also give people the information they need to learn more about politics in general.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Do we have any motions with regard to the advisory? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. My motion is an advisory opinion 2025-05. I move approval of agenda document number 25-09A.
Very good. Thank you, commissioners. You've heard the motion of Commissioner Broussard. Is there any discussion of the motion? There being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Rose.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, council.